Tess Vov Elul, Sunday the 26th of August, Rabbi Avraham Baruch Blau, Slichus, Chapter 1. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Arya, Rabbi Moshe Betzalel, Reich, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha.
So we're going to speak about the Matzah Shem Batzlichas, and it's a Chodesh Arachmi Batzlichas, what he began 2 weeks ago, and Rosh Chodesh Elul. Well, let's start in Nachman Name. What's the Matzah Shem? I would like to start first, what is Slichas? What's the sources of Slichas, the Mekoyres from the times of the Geonim and onward? To go into the Pshat of some Piyutim, what we say, some Piyutim was Bibutsoy Menucho, Yisoy Mesha Bar Shem, with a few voltim, and we can see Kechol Sheyaspi Gazman. Maybe after that we're going to go into the Bidu, Yud Gimel Midas, that's the Bidu of Slichas, the Yud Gimel Midas, and the story about the Pulmus, what they have about the Machnisei Rachamim. You shouldn't say Machnisei Rachamim, you shouldn't say Machnisei Rachamim, that's Dobby. So the Mekor of the name Slichas. Where the Mekor of the name Slichas? So, Pashtet, the Mekor of the name Slichas is not like we think, like you say sorry, Slicha, we're coming to ask sorry from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's because the Derech Klal, usually they used to say the Slichas and the Broch of Slach Lono. Slichas is whenever there's a Tainis, whenever there's the fast, you say Slichas. A Tainis of Sheni V'Chamishi, there's Slichas. Bahab, Slichas, because in Bahab they used to fast. Whenever there's a fast, you say Slichas. So they used to say the Slichas where they're in the davening, they used to say in Slach Lono. And that's why it's called Slichos, because it says in the Broch of Slach Lono, for example, Yoitzres, why Yoitzres are called Yoitzres? They used to say it in Yoitzer Oil. Kroivois, we have Kroivois. Kroivois is said in inside the Shemon Esre. It's near to the davening. That's why they say Kroivois. Some call it Kroivets. Some say Kroivets is a mistake. What's Kroivets? Koil Rin of Yeshua, the Holy Tzadikim. So it's in the Holy Tzadikim, that's Kroivets. Vechein Hala. Einoch Ename, the Rav Saad Yegoin, what's the first Mekor what we find for Slichas? There's in the Gemara already, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that Sheyasu Lefonai Kaseider Hazeh and Vani Mechaper Lohen. Pashat, that's the first Mekor for Slichas. We find also in the Tonah Zuteh, we find that they also Vayasu Omar David HaMelech Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do Klal Yisrael do when they have done sins? Yasu Lefonai Sidri Slicho. So we find the words of Sidri Slicho, but the Mekor, what we find Slichas is Rav Amram Goyen. Rav Amram Goyen doesn't call it Slichas, he calls it Ashmoyrois. Why Ashmoyres? Because you get up in the Ashmoyres Aboyger early in the morning to say the Slichas, and that's why we call it Ashmoyres, it's Slichas. So that's the source of the name Slichas. But we also have to understand that Slichas is Kipshutoy. Literally, Slichas is coming and asking sorry from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you come to ask sorry from someone, there's two different ways to ask a sorry, right? Two different ways. What's the pshat? You come to someone and you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything to a person. You can't be saying sorry. A person walks in the street and anyone who sees, oh, I'm really sorry, forgive me, forgive. He asks for forgiveness. People are going to think something's wrong with the person. What are you asking forgiveness for if you didn't do anything? So first of all, he asks forgiveness if you did something wrong. He asks for forgiveness. Second, if a person did something really bad for his thing, a big, big damage, and he comes to him and says, oh yeah, I'm sorry, forgive me. He's not going to forgive him. Why? If you did something really bad, you should have forgiveness. Also, the way you Kechol, that he came and did something bad, that's the way to come to ask Slicha for. So there's two ways. So when you come, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to ask Slicha is also, first of all, a person cannot come and say just sorry. He has to acknowledge first what he done wrong. You're not asking sorry just and forgiveness when he didn't do anything. Secondly, after you acknowledge that he did something wrong, how deep and how wrong was it? You can be very wrong, and then he has to have forgiveness with the Kavanah Salev, and as long as he feels how wrong was the what he did wrong, that's the way he has to come and ask for forgiveness for. That's basically the two mekoyros of Slichas. Why do we call it Slichas? The first source, what we find for Slichas, we find of Rabbeinu Koyen Tzedek. Rabbeinu Koyen Tzedek lived in Sura. He lived in Sura in the 8th century. And he writes over there that the minig was to come to say Slichas and Aser Simei Tshuva. Aser Simei Tshuva. And we find through all of the Geonim that Rabbam Umgoyen and the Rambam and Tshuva and Perek Gimel Aloch Adalet, he comes around Marun Betachanunim Be'aser Simei Malolu. We don't find Slichas as we find in our minogim from Rosh Chodesh or from a week before. We find that they start to say Slichas only Aser Simei Tshuva. Yemei Arachmi Ve'aslichas Aser Simei Tshuva. The first one that's brought down is in Koyen Tzedek. Rabbeinu Koyen Tzedek, he lived in Sura, he was Rosh Hashiva in Sura, and he brings down over there, Noihagim B'shtei HaYeshivos. Both the main yeshivas, there was Sura and Pum Pedisa and Bovel, and the, both on the yeshivas, the meaning is, they come to say Slichas and Aser Simei Tshuva. That's what he brings down. We find later on, Rav Haigoin, the times of the going, and he says, we do say Slichas when on the Rosh brings it down, the end of Rosh Hashanah, and he says, Rav Haigoin says, we do say Slichas and Aser Simei Tshuva. I heard, Shomati, he says, I heard that in Poras, in Persia, there is people who say Famos Chodesh Elul. That's what he brings down, Rav Haigoin. Rabbi Goin is in the end of the Tkufas HaGeoinim, Tov Tov Tzadik Tess, he was Nifter, Dalid Alofim, and this is in the end of the Tkufas HaGeoinim, that's the 11th century. In the 11th century, we have another one of the big rabbis, and that's the Ritz Geus. And the Ritz Geus is Rabbi Tzchok Geus, he lived in Spain, not in Baghdad, is the Rabbi Goin lived in Baghdad, he lived in Spain, and he sees in the 11th century, he says, yes, our meaning is to say Tzliches from Oshoy Shel. That's what he brings down, that the meaning is to say from Rosh Chodesh Elul. And through the Rishonim we find Rosh Chodesh Elul. We don't find our minig to come to start it a week beforehand. The first place we find that he say a week beforehand is Rav Avraham Kloizner. And Rav Avraham Kloizner, a Talmid of Maharam in Rotenburg, in Sefer HaMinogim. And Sefer HaMinogim, he brings, it's in the end of the Rishonim. And he brings over there that we do say, like, he brings our minig to say if Rosh Hashanah is Yoim. Hey, for example, so you start on the Motzei Shabbos. But if Rosh Hashanah is in the Yom Beis on a Monday or on a Tuesday, we start a week from before it. And it's brought down also in the Sefer of the Talmud, the Maharam Rotenburg. Most of the Talmud of Maharam Rotenburg is brought down in the Sefer of, it's called Sefer HaMinogim. And the Maharil in Hilchoy Siyomim Neiroim, and the Minogim, it brings down also the Sminik, the Kandasev. We do find different shittas in the Rishonim. For example, the Ran. What means that it was a minig to come and to say the to come and to say it from Chof, not Chof Hei, sorry, from Tesvov Elul, the middle of Elul, Mashkim Lislichas. When do you start Slichas? On Tesvov Elul. That will be fine.
Today.
Yeah, today. So we do have a summer call of today's share. Today you start with Tesvov Elul, you start with Slichas. And it brings down. There is different because the Shibole Aleket, it means that. Over here, it means in Italy, and Italy the minig is to come a week beforehand. If it's on Monday, you start Monday. Tuesday, you start on Tuesday beforehand. Wednesday beforehand. But if it's on Thursday, so you start a Thursday, a week, exactly a week beforehand, you start to say the minigis. That's what it means. In Provence, there was the Ram, for example, things that in Barcelona, the Aguililes, the minig was to say in Chof Hei Elul. Chof Hei Elul, that was the minig. Our meaning is to say it from when? From a little bit earlier. Or Chof Hei, or a little bit earlier. So what is the reason? So if we go to Rosh Chodesh Elul, we understand the reason is the Abu Dram, what it brings the reasons, because there's 40 days. And Elul is Ani Ledoidi Lid, or Shetavis. The Sefer Tevis is Yud, 4 times Yud. Every Yud is the Gematria of 10. 10 times 4, it's 40. 40 days. Of Yemei Arachmin Ve'aslichas. That way being then, Umol Hashem Eslevov Chove Eslevav, Roshet Teves, the whole of Elul is the time of Tshuva, Uvol Etzion Goyel Uleshovei, Goyel Uleshovei, the last words of Goyel is Aleph Lamed, and the beginning of the words Uleshovei is Vov Lamed, it's Elul. That's the time Uleshovei, that's the time to do Tshuva, the whole of Elul. And therefore, the whole of Elul is the time of to come and say Slichas. That's the way that Abu Dram brings down the Mekoyles. There's different shittas, and Seder Ayoim, Abeinu Moshe ben Mochir, Mitzvahs, the Seder Ayoim, he brings that the reason is we know there's Shloishim Yoim Koyde Machag. Shloishim Yoim Koyde Machag. So the same thing as Shloishim Yoim Koyde Machag, you start learn Hilchos Pesach with Pesach, Hilchos Chag Bechag, So also there's 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah you start to do the Slichas, and also 30 days before, and that's the Indian. This is different Rishonim will explain, because Moshe Rabbeinu goes up a third time, the Shamayim, Arboim Yoim, and the Arboim Yoim begins in Rosh Chodesh Elul. Mainly Rosh Chodesh Elul is the time to start for Slichas. That is the Mekoyres that we start on Rosh Chodesh. Lefid Ashkenazim will start on Chofei, or before, and what's the Mekor? So the Levush brings that the reason is, there is 10 days between, not between, there's 10 days of Aser Simei Tshuva. And Aser Simei Tshuva can negate them, the minig was to fast on Aser Simei Tshuva. It wasn't even an aloha, fast on Aser Simei Tshuva. But from Aser Simei Tshuva, we don't have 10 days of Kofar. Because you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's including the Aser Simei Tshuva, 2 days. And then you have Shabbos Tshuva, you can't fast on Shabbos. And then you have Erev Yom Kippur, you can't fast on Erev Yom Kippur. So you have about 4 days. So that's why these 4 days we want to fast. And as we said, Slichas come only because of fasting. Because they fast, they say Slichas. So you start to fast 4 days beforehand. 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, we made it. Also, why they decided always a Sunday? Says the Mishnah Berurah, we're in Tovkuf Be'alef, Sivkot Nvov, because Lo Yishno. Again, they wanted to do a Yom Kavua B'Shavua, they wanted to do a fixed day, that this day in Nochanan is going to be the day of Slichas. That's the Levush. The Elior Rabbe of then Tovkuf Be'alef, he says the different reason what we know in Rosh Hashanah and all the Korbanos and Parshas Amoyados and Parshas Pinchot, it says Vehikravtem Oilo. And every Yom Tov we have to bring Oilo. Vehikravtem Oilo. And Rosh Hashanah says Vehasisem Oilo. A person has to make himself into Oilo. Now there is a din. When a person comes and brings a Korban Oilo, you have to do Bikur to examine the sheep, whoever the animal is, to make sure there's no any blemish on the animal. You make yourself, and you have to examine yourself, to see if he has Avedas, all that Avedas. That's why we start the 4 days before, and that's the Biko. The Bira Gro brings down according to the Ran. The Ran says that Chof Hei Elul, and that's the earliest, probably the earliest Makor what we have that sort of what our minig is. The Ran says that Chof Hei Elul starts Slichas. Why? Because Rabbi Yishlom created the world. Hayoyim Hara Soilon. What's Hayoyim Hara Soilon? Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah created the world. No, Rosh Hashanah was Brias Odom Rishon. So 5 days earlier was Brias Soilon. So what's 5 days earlier? That was Chofei Elul. Chofei Elul. Mimele we say Chofei Elul. So why only Sunday? Because Foshim say because that year Brias Soilon was Sunday. Right? It was Sunday. Mimele the Kviyus was Sunday. Always to come and say on Sunday. The first day of Slichas. This is the Matei Moshe beings that we say at Dafke Moitzoy Menucha, that's Hashem, when we're going to see inside the, a little bit the Pshotim of the Piyutim, we see that Moitzoy Menucha, we saw Dafke and Motzi Shabbos. Because Motzi Shabbos is a time of Simcha. A time of Simcha, because when a person comes and learns Torah, he has Simcha. And Ein Hashchin Hashoyo, Elo Mitoyer Simcha. And when a person comes and has Simcha, that's the right time to come and start to ask for forgiveness. Shabbos people have time. They sit and to learn, right? So they sit and learn. And if they didn't learn, Mimele Toyas Hashem Machkim Aspesi, Mesam Chaylei, and Mimele, that's why we start the Motzi Shabbos, that's the Mekor.
But that Motzi Shabbos would be the 26th. In a year, the shortest year, when Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday.
Yeah, but we still have 4 days.
Yeah, but the 25th is going to be the Shabbos, not the Sunday.
Yeah, but why? No.
So Rosh Hashanah is the first.
Yes.
Then you go backwards, then the
25th
isn't Sunday, it's Shabbos.
7, 8. Yeah, but you have 4 days.
You
have 4 days. The Indian
is
4 days, as we
said. But you're starting on 26th, really, not 25th.
Okay, but we need 4 days.
Alright.
So what is the reason we start? When is the time? We start in Chofei. When is the time? So the time is the Lekatchila to start Be'ashmoyos HaBoiker. And the Levush brings, why Be'ashmoyos HaBoiker? So it brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's based on the Zohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shot by Yudches Oilomois. Through the night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shot by Yudches Oilomois. And the Gimel Shoyes Achroinu Shel HaLayla, the last 3 hours of the night, he comes and he shot by Oilom Hazeh. And Bechol Koreinu Oilov, Korei Vashem, Eilov Bechol Koreinu Oilov. So the time to daven is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is near to us. And when it's near to us, that's the time of Rosh Hashanah. Inoch and Ahmed, the minig is to come and the first night for sure, the minig is to do it the Motzi Shabbos, or to even do it after the day, and you know when Amel Ha'aloche from Chatzos is Lekatchile, and is brought down in the Igros Moshe, and Rachaim, you know when Amel Chelik Beis, he comes and brings down over there, that he brings according to Gemara Yevomis, Dafayim Beis, the Gemara says Vayiba Chatzia Laila, that the time of Chatzoi is Eis Rotzen. And therefore, from Chatzoi is Eis Rotzen, they can start to say Seliches. Before Chatzoi could be a big problem. The Egoist Moshe himself comes and he says, Bedoichak, you could come and be Matir if you're not going to have a different time to say Seliches. Bedoichak, you can come and say it. Because it's not Eis Rotzen, it's a Zman of Din. And we're asking for Seliches, we're asking for Rachmim. So what you're coming to ask before Chatzois, therefore it could be very problematic. And he says he's matir over there because the person did not come and have time. But he says please don't learn out for every different case that you could come and say. Some say that if an Eretz Yisrael is ready Chatzois, you could come. There's all kinds of a theory for this. That's well done. Lehalocha, I'm not paskin. Just mentioning there is shittas. There is, like most people, I don't know most people, but a lot of people that come and say after Nates. After Nates. So that's after the Ashmeres. The Kafchil, it's also Kuri. The problem is when we come and we say some piyutim, what we say in the first night, now it's not Baleilois. So, in Ochanam, the Shulchan says, when you come and say Retzea Sirosom Baleilois, do come and just skip it. Just skip these words. Le Kafchil, for example, if a person comes. Not so early in the morning. I even was once in a shul, 10 o'clock, they stood for slichas. And they come and say, well, there's Shachar, County. You know, you just roll in from bed. Huh? Oh, so you know an Amid before you say? Yeah, you could say Shachar, County. Maybe, I don't know, maybe every day you wake up at 12. It comes and you know an Amid, Shachar, County. So Shachar, County, you could say. Some before you say that even you could come and say, because you're including yourself with the tzibur. That means you're part of people, the some people that stood up at night over there, and some people did it the Motzi Shabbos, the Motzi Menucha. You can't come and say on Sunday morning, Motzi Menucha. It's not Motzi Shabbos. But you're including yourself in Klal Yisrael, therefore it's Motzi Menucha. There is, in the Sliches, all kinds of piyutim. So when exactly this piyutim began? So in Ochename, in the if you look at the Meforshim, Rav Amram Goyen. Rav Amram Goyen is the first one. He comes and he says, you start with Ashrei, then you go to half a Kaddish, then you say Lecho Hashem Atzdoko Ve'oid Ke'esrin Psukim Mehatanach. You say all kinds of psukim. Then you say Keil Melech Yosher Rachmim Yud Gimel Midos Ve'oisin Kaseider Hazeh Sholosh Be'omim. You say psukim. Yud Gimel Midos, Psukim, Yud Gimel Midos, Psukim, Yud Gimel Midos. You finish off with Aneinu. Hashem Aneinu, Misha'ono, Mocho Masa, Machnis Rachamim, and that's it. He doesn't mention any piyutim. And Seder Rav Amram Goyen is not mentioned any piyutim. Nothing. Later on, we find in different Meforshim that, for example, in Sefer Chassidim, and he comes and he says over there, Shoma Chochom, I'm going to recruit, Shoma Chochom, Shoyosviv of Oyrin Kroivetz Bemeshech. There was a Chochom, being the Sefer Chassidim, the Rishonim, that in Simen Reish Nun Vav, that around them, the people around them, they would say the Kroivetz, the Piyudim, they would say Bemeshech, Eru Bemesinus, they would come and say it slow, and singing, and with Kavone, Ve'apsukim, Hoyu Emarim, and the Psukim, the main Psukim from Tanakh, they would just come and say it fast. Omar Lohem, Hapsukim, Hemsoy the Kroivetz. The main, the Iker is the Psukim. Shelo yu apiyutim ikar ve'asher beruach hakodesh tofel. The ruach hakodesh, these are psukim of Tanakh, what was born in ruach hakodesh, Nevius, from Nevim. That's the ikar. And the piyutim, he says it's a tofel. For sure, the piyutim are very, very important, as we're just going to mention. But the ikar of the sliches is, as we see from Rav Amram Goyen, and we see even later also in the Ma'aril. The Ma'aril, well, that's our source of all the Minogi Ashkenaz. He says in Ilchos Yom Neroim, Seder Haslicho Monati Milichtoiv. I didn't write you exactly what's the Seder of Slichas. You know why? The Hakoil Kaseder Hamedino Meshamim. Each one comes and does whatever he wants. The Piyutim, wherever you want. The base is, as we mentioned, the base of Ashrei, and then Chatzi Kaddish, and then you come and say the Lecho Hashem Atzdoko. Why? So the Levush comes and says, why we start with Ashrei? We start with Ashrei because that's a Tehillah. Probably means the Gemara in. Broches, the Gemara Broches says, Daflam it based, Oilam Yesadr Odom Shim Choshel Mokwe, before he starts davening. And Sliches is a davening, because we find a Kaddish Tiskabel. What's Tiskabel? Tiskabel Tseloisoin Ube Usoin. Be Mekabel our Tseloisoin, the davening, Ube Usoin, our Bakoshes. It's a davening, yes, Seder Tfila. That's what we call the Slicha, it's called Seder Tfila. And Levusha is Kenegadem. The Lecho Hashem Atzdoko is the Psuki de Zimro. And the Yigim El Midois are Kenegad the Shmoine Esrei. That's, and then we have Nefila Sapayim. That's the Seder Tfila. That's the Seder Tfila. Then we have Piyuti when we bring into the Tfila. The Shivol Aleket and Simon Reish Behei brings down. The Oimer Slicha Yisu Viduim Kefi Retzoinoi. Kefi Retzoinoi. They could say whatever they want, and that was the Minig. In the olden days, they didn't have the Sidurim. Every kehile, every chazan decided every year to change. He wants this piyut, that piyut. He could come and change the piyutim. Lefi the minag hamokor. The inochename after Rabbi Amram Goyim came. After Rabbi Amram Goyim came over there the Paitonim, and the Paitonim we mentioned the Paitonim, and it's very important to mention the Paitonim because is Nesadar Tfilas Yisrael as the Chasam Sofer and Chuvas and Rachaim Simet as well, he calls Rabbi Amram Goyim Mesadar Tfilas Yisrael. He's the Mesadar Tfilas Yisrael. But later on, we came at the generation after Rabbi Amram Goyim, came over there the Mechabre Piyutim, and they came and they started Piyutim. And the Piyutim are very, very important. And I'm just going to quote from the Sefer Kava Yosho. The Sefer Kava Yosho in Perik Pei Vov, he comes and he says, Lo iye kal be'inecho. Amiras piyutim shel koyvetz. Don't think, the piyutim is just a minig, I'm not going to say it. V'chiyuv, he says. Every person is obligated, I'll call odom, loimar piyutim. Everyone has to say it. Besimcho, v'kavona saleiv, u'besofo beruva. Don't just mumble it, you have to say it. V'chavone, besimcho, and besofo beruva. Kichol piyut to piyut, every piyut, and every poem what we have, yesh bo yisoydis, nifloi. And he says, V'lo yu ha-piyutim, doim yolecho kemasa. Like, okay, just let's get rid of it. No. This piyutim, he says, Ki kol ha-piyutim yishabu al yedei malachi ba'alo. And he brings Rabbi Elazar HaKolir, and he says, why they were based on Aleph base? This is in Tov Shin Reish Kuf, the other way around, because everything is al-pi malachim, he says, all the piyutim. And he says, V'kabole mi-pi le-yodi. I have a kabole, says the Kavayosho. Mi-pi zekeinim, u-mi-pi chasidim. שמי שמייקל באמירס קויבץ, someone was מייקל and did a פיוטים, ואוימר שאינוי חייב כל כך לאומו, he said, nah, you know the פיוטים, you don't have to take care, אינוי מעריך יומים חס ושולם. He's not מעריך יומים. And this is brought down on a few places in the Rishonim. The Sefer Chassidim, and Simon Tov Rei Zayin and Bings, יש ויומוס אודום, לפי ששינו מדברי הרישונים, ממינג הרישונים, and he brings for example, what's the example of a person dies before the time? Kegoin ha-piyutim. That's what he means. Kegoin ha-piyutim. Shehu galu loimar kroivetz de rabbeinu meshulem.
Perhaps if you can't keep up with the piyutim.
So the la'aloche in Nochanami, we're going to mention la'aloche. La'aloche. If a person comes in late. And he does it, he starts the noon. If you can't keep up, so you say till where you can. Then you stop. You say you'd give a midas. And then you don't start the new one. Then you continue where you stop. So you're going to miss out one. Better than to, I mean, sometimes you're going to say three half runs. No, three half is... Hashem Hashem, Hashem Hashem. You say, better to say Kein Mor Rachim because that's the Iker more than the thing. Yeah. You go back where you stood. So it's better to say two piyutim bechavone than to say six shaloi bechavone, or whatever it is.
Interrupt them with you if you wanted.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you'd give a midas with the tzibur. You have to say with the tzibur. But that's the halacha. And he comes and he quotes over there the Sefer Chassidim, and he brings a Maise Shoyo, and the Ma'aril also brings a Maise Shoyo, the Ma'aril, and Nilchoshe Kippur says, Maise Shoyo, Beir Achas, someone of the Shana from the Piyutim, who Maise Olof Bitoy. His daughter died because Maise Olof. So we see very, very important the Piyutim. Now the Kava Yosho brings not only the Piyutim are important, also important to know who exactly composed the Piyutim. He says, and I'm going to quote from the Kava Yosho, Haklal Oile. Then he says, Haklal Oile, the general, Ki kolo eidon kulon am Hashem, kedoyshim, they all, kedoyle toiro, kedoyle hador tikno apiyutim. The kedoyle hador, they all attack in the piyutim. Lochein, therefore, toiv lechaven haremez. It's very important, and as we see, in most of the piyutim, a lot of them, we see that in the beginning, the first word is meramez on the
name.
Why? Why we have to know the name? So he says, because, ויחבן שיעמו את סחוסוי, the סחוס of this מחבר פיוטים, לרוצוין אמיר השבח. He says, because the person when he's מחבן, and he knows, this one was Rebbe Elazar HaKolir, this is Rebbe Amitai, and this is, it's going to help them, that they will come and be male for him, the tfilis, and they will come and they're going to have a nachas ruach, from his tefillas, and that's why it's important, says the Kavah Yosef. If you want to get the piyutim right, you have to know who exactly composed this nigun. So I would like to speak in Nochle Name. Most of the Mechaber Yistichas are known. Pochoy Zoyeser is Rabbi Saadi Goen, Rabbi Gershoy, Rabbi Nugershoy Meir Agoylo, the Chitz Geyus, as we just spoke, Rabbi Shimon HaGodol Mimagense, Rashi, Rabbi Yosef Yiftoiv Elem, the Rivam, right, the three brothers, Rivam, Rashbam, and Rabbi Nutam, they also Mechaber a lot of piyutim, Rabbi Ephraim Meranshburg. There's a lot of different Rabbi Elchonon ben Yosef Chia Zoken from the Baalei HaToisves, the Rim Orlin, right, Rabbi Yosef Meorleinish, or Meorlin. But there is some, especially when we come to our stichas, that are less known. There's 11 piyutim, for example, from Rabbeinu Shloimeh HaBavli. Who's Rabbeinu Shloimeh HaBavli? There's another 10 piyutim of Rabbeinu Eliyahu ben Shmaya. This slichas, one of the most famous ones, as Yisrael Noisha Ba'ashem Tshuas Olomim, was done by Rabbeinu Shfatya. Rabbeinu Shfatya. And Eskero Eloiki Ve'emoyo, Ve'roizi Kolir Altilot Benuyo, that's Rabbeinu Amitai, the son of Rabbeinu Shfatya. So who exactly was these people? We don't know much about them, but about 100 years ago, they found in the library of Oxford Library, they found over there Ksaviyad, and that over there, there's a Michilas Yuchsin, of one of the grandchildren of Rabbeinu Shfatya. His name was Rabbeinu Achimatz ben Repaltiel. And this was written in Dalet Alofim, Tov Tov Yud Dalet, about 1054. Around that time, and he writes over there Megillas Yuchsin. He says, "I'm going to tell you exactly what happened Koyos Adoyos with my great grandfather Rabbeinu Shfatya. Lots of nisim happened with him. So let's hear what he says." So he starts from the beginning. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. He said that there's a poet. The whole thing is like a song with poems and rhymes. The whole thing. But he comes and he brings over there. You should know from the time of the Chub Nabais, Titus came and sent the exile all the Eden. Some Eden went up on ships and they ended in Italy. Italy became one of the biggest places of Torah. We had three main places of Torah in the beginning, not so far, but in the beginning it came and there was Bovel, and there was the two main yeshivas in Bovel, Sura and Pumpedisa. There was the Goen in Bovel, the Goinim, and then there was the Goinim in Eretz Yisrael. And there was also a very, very live and rival community, a Jewish community, a Mokel Torah in Italy. This was mainly in the south of Italy. In the south of Italy, in the region of, I think it was called Puglia, and the main place what quite famous is, the places Bari and Otranto. And Otranto, we find even the Sefer HaYosho, Rabbeinu Tam, brings a Chuvens, and the end of Simen Mem Vov, says something very interesting. He says, "I have a minig, and this is my minig, and even the people of Bari, they also keeping my minig." And Kumoyshe Oyri, like people say, Ki mi bari teitze toiro, udvar Hashem miotornato. Miotornato. Otornato is a place, till today it's called, if you look at the boot of, and the region of Polio, I think it's called. Huh? Yes, in Italy. Yeah, it's in the... Yeah, maybe in English it sounds a little bit different. I read it in the Megillas Yuchsin, that's the... Alev of Tesrei Shnun
Vav. That was the place one of the four people who captured.
Yes, that's right. Bari was also one of the places. We find there was a very, very alive and busy Mokum Torah. The five captures, as we know, that Rabbeinu Paltiel, the four, that they spread the Torah all around and South Africa, North Africa, the Mitzrayim, Alexandria, they also came out from the place of the port of Bari. Some know Bari also if you read about the Second World War, the Oniyot Ma'apilim, who went after the Second World War, they left also from the port of Bari. It's over there in the east coast of Italy. Anyway, over there he comes and he says there's also Rabbi Kloinimus, the famous family of Kloinimus, what came to Magenze, came from the city of Lucca in Italy. That's actually a little bit more north. Lucca.
Living Florence.
And that's a little bit more north, Italy. Anyway, let's speak about Rabbeinu Shfatya. Rabbeinu Shfatya was one of the Gdolei Ador. His father was called Rabbeinu Amitai. He had three different sons. His sons were Rabbeinu Shfatya, Rabbeinu Hananel, and Rabbeinu Eliezer. The Rebbe of these three kids were Rabbeinu Aharon ben Shmuel Anossi. And Rabbeinu Aharon ben Shmuel Anossi, it's quoted in the Hakdomah of the Rikeach, something unbelievable. He says like this, I quote, "Ani Eliezer HaKotan, the Rikeach, kibalti tikun tfilos, I got the Seder Atfiles, the Tikkun Atfiles, Me'abba from my father, who was his father, Rabbeinu Yehuda Bar Kloinimus. He came from the family of Kloinimus, Magenza, because of the Roikeach, as we know, he was also from the Shum, from the Shapira, Vermaitia, and Magenza. He was one of the Rabbonim. And Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Kloinimus, we got it, he comes and he says the whole thing from the Rabbeinu Elazar Chazan Mishapira. He got it from where? Kiblu Seder Tikkun Atfiles, Shashar Soidois. Where from? From Rabbeinu Aharon, Benoi Shel Rav Shmuel HaNosi. Asher, what happened with them, this Aharon Shmuel? Asher Olo Mi Bovel, he came from Bovel, Mishum Maise Shoyo, Vehutzrach Leilech Nov Not Beoretz. He went to exile from Bovel because Maise Shoyo. We don't know the Maise, the Rukeach doesn't tell us the Maise. But the Maise is brought down in this Megidas Yuchzim of Rabbi Chimaatz, when Paltiel brings the Maise, and he says something very interesting. This Rabbi Yudah was the son of Rabbeinu Shmuel HaChosid. And Rabbeinu Shmuel HaChosid, his, for business, for his living, he had over there a millstone. And the millstone was schlepped by a parrot, a mule. A mule, strong animal, schlepping. One day came a lion and ate up the mule. Comes the son, a young boy, Rabbeinu Yehuda, and he says, okay, the lion came and ate up the mule. We don't have a mule to do the job. He took the lion, tied him to the millstone, and started to work. The father, Rabbeinu Shmuel, comes and tells him, this is wrong what he did. Rabbeinu Shmuel came and created the world that the lion should be the king of all animals, and you come and you give him to do avdus, to come and to do work. It's not right. So because he said, I did something not right, for 3 years, he was recovered himself to go into Golis. And on Golis, he came to this place of Uria. It's in south of Italy. And the place of Uria, he came and he met Rabbeinu Shfatia, and he started to teach Rabbeinu Shfatia Gemara. Rabbeinu Shfatia was born in Tof Reish, as we mentioned, Tof Reish. And it's very famous. Before Sadi goes, so mentioned the beginning of the thing, Tof Reish is about in the 850s. And it was a king at that time of Byzantion, Byzantine, sorry. And he called him Basili Haroshe. And Basile, the first Basile, if you look at this, the first Basile. Okay, we're going to continue about the story tomorrow. And Tof Reish asked me this.